Keon, what's your ick of the week?
My ick of the week? I'm having a problem with people who just like involve themselves in things that they're not involved with. For example, if you said like, I think that people who don't like cheese are weird. And then you got some bitch coming out of nowhere saying like, I'm allergic to cheese and it killed my family. I'm like, clearly we're not talking about you. All right. Why are you getting involved with this?
You wanted everybody to be just like, sorry for you. Right.
And I'm just like, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, that shit's weird to me. You know what I mean? Like if I was like, oh, I don't want to, is this too much? But you know, it's like, oh,
no,
I don't like people who are slow. And they're like, I only have one leg.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not talking about that.
No.
For real.
Listen, that's real.
Yeah, if they have one leg, like, maybe we should talk about this. Like, you can see the leg right there.
But that's
there.
What I'm
like,
saying. Yeah. It's not about you. No, I'm not talking about you.
I completely understand.
Right.
I concur.
Right. Yeah,
thank
right.
you. That I mean, part. I feel bad, though. to them. To you guys. I love you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rest of you, though. What the fuck?
For sure.
How about you, Rachel? What's your ick of the week?
Wow. Okay. My ick of the week is a little bit random, especially because it doesn't quite pertain to me. Mm-hmm. But my ick of the week is people who judge other people for having maids come clean their house.
Oh.
I feel that's like a that's a thing. No, I have family members who have literally told me, like, why are people like that bougie? Like, why can't they just clean their own house unless you have like 10 bedrooms plus? Why do you need to pay somebody to come clean? And I'm like, but that's your time. Like, I would love to have someone come clean my house on a regular. Like, I don't currently, but like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. Best believe it, the day is coming. And I don't want to be judged for that. I feel like that's not a bad thing.
Well, I have a studio apartment and somebody comes and cleans my studio.
Period.
What do you mean?
That's right.
Period. Yeah.
And they do it better than I could ever do it. So it's like, what do you...
Well, also, don't you feel like there's certain things, like, I'm just like, yo, like, yes, I could do it, but like, I've got other shit I would much rather be doing, and therefore, it is worth it to me to spend this little bit of money to have somebody else do that.
Don't be mad that you're not at the point in life where you can have somebody come clean your house for you. Like, it's okay.
No, all right. But the thing is, the people that I found that are judgmental about it are people who could afford it and just don't do it. But I'm like, that's your choice.
But I think that those people just don't understand that the biggest currency in life is time.
Truly.
Sex. I'm gonna throw dollars to save some time.
Oh, truly.
You know?
Truly.
Yeah.
Especially if it means that your like living space stays nice. Cause I feel like that's like our place to like relax.
Right.
If it's ugly and dirty.
Right. I would bet if we got a little scientific about it that the people who aren't into that have dirty, musty, crusty houses. Probably. Spoiled
milk. Probably most. Probably most.
Mold on the bathroom ceiling.
How about them baseboards, though?
How about them baseboards?
Yeah,
they used to be white.
How about what's under that toilet seat, though?
Oh, I don't even...
How about what's under the toilet seat?
They said, oh, it just mildewed. No. I said, you could have scraped that 27 weeks ago.
Nasty.
Yep.
Nasty. Yeah, no. There's just too many things. I feel like it's 100% worth it. If you can do it, do it. And I also feel like, don't judge other people for that. Right.
Unless you like cleaning. You know?
Right. If you really love cleaning,
right.
more power to you.
Right. If it's therapeutic.
1000%. And for some people, it is.
Right. Or they convince themselves it is.
Or they convince themselves that
like
it is.
Cleaning
clean enough.
When I'm high.
Yeah.
That like naturally kicks
just
in.
Just happens.
Yeah.
Really? You get active?
Yeah. Not like active, but like, all right, if I'm high and then I look around, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of messy in here. Like, I'm going to have to clean.
Really?
I can't take it.
Yeah.
Really? I don't know why. I think because I'm like looking at things way more deeply when I'm high. Like,
yeah, you I get more observant.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, all right, let me go ahead.
You're
like, that is irritating.
It brings
let me
your
move
OCD
that.
Out.
100%.
Yeah.
A little bit, a little bit.
Respectfully so. Well, how often do you have somebody come clean your place? Out of curiosity.
Once a week, if it like gets there. But if I can keep it clean, like, I'll just holler at her whenever.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I need like a cute once a monther. That would like make me.
A cute once a monther.
And I like to refer to this person as like my cleaning fairy. Like my cleaning fairy is going to show up one day a month and just magically everything will fall into place.
Right. Yeah. You know the worst though when you have a cleaning fairy is like when you get them to come over and they suck. That hurts my feelings.
That's bad.
Yeah,
you got one time.
Yeah. No. Suck. Yeah, for real. Because I had this girl named.
You got one job.
Yeah.
Really?
That's all you had to do
was clean up.
Oh, yeah. I had this girl, Danera.
Not you putting the name out.
Shout out to Danara. I'm not going to say what website she's on, but Danara.
That is a unique ass name.
It is
No, Danara, she's got a profile and she's got like 10 girls underneath her. So you think you're booking Danara, but you could be getting anyone.
You're getting the Danara group.
Right. You're getting the Danara group. So I got Beatrice.
Okay.
You don't want Beatrice. No, I'm not going to say the website.
No,
I'm not
going to. I said she knows who she is.
No, because Rachel, you've been at my house.
I have been to your house. My house is very clean. He's very clean.
So I needed her to do the details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I'm into the details.
Yeah. Yes. My girl, she did not.
Yeah, Beatrice fucking up.
Man. She folded the blankets that were folded. You know
Beatrice,
what I mean?
Do better.
Yeah. She folded the blankets what?
That were folded.
Oh.
Yeah, she so refolded them.
Unfolded and then refolded
them? Yeah. Like I had them folded into like circles. You know what I mean?
She was like, here's my tape. Yeah, she said. Squares, nigga. Yeah. Mm.
Wait, here's a question. Do you give her, like when you have somebody come clean, do you give them instructions on what you want clean or do they just kind of like do what they think needs to be done?
This is infrequent for me because my, you know, I'm really good about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was like, I need the details done because I'm not trying to do all that.
Sure.
You know, the second I got to like, you know, I got scoliosis, I suffer. So I'm not trying to bend over like that. You got scoliosis?
Just like slightly.
You know what though? I could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second I saw you.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What side?
What side you got scoliosis? Oh yeah, you're tilted this way.
Oh wow. Yeah. That's crazy. He's right.
No.
That's fucking crazy.
No. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to read too heavy, but you probably got one shorter leg.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Wait.
Is that why I be feeling leg day like a lot on my left side?
Yeah, if you put like they have shoe inserts.
If you put
a shoe insert in and you did the same thing,
I would feel even.
Your leg would feel better, but your what's it called? The back of your heel. Mm-hmm. Your heel would feel like shit.
What's the back of your heel called?
Your heel.
Your heel's ass.
Your heel.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Anyways.
But that's crazy. Wait, because I have a slightly longer leg, but I've never thought I had scoliosis.
You've got a lot of things. We don't need to go into that.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. I don't want to go into it. We've talked about it already.
We have. He loves to remind me of my limitations in life.
Mm-hmm. Man, it'd be like that.
No. Anyways, Rachel, would you like to injuice? Would you like to injuice our guest?
I'm already in juice.
He's in juice for sure.
He's in juice.
He's definitely in juice, but I will introduce our guest for sure.
Hey, daddy. Hey, mommy. Get in the bed and let's party. Hey, daddy. Hey, mommy. Get in the bed and let's party. Hey.
Chris, don't look.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Don't
divert your
eyes. I'm going to read it for you.
Yeah. I'm just going to
listen. Just take it in. Just take it in and just let this be your moment. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. All right. You might recognize this New York City native from all of your favorite television shows.
Yeah.
This king has starred in everything from The Fosters to Wayward Pines, Grown-ish, Grey's Anatomy, NCIS New Orleans, General Hospital, to my personal favorite, The Sex Lives of College Girls.
This is hard.
And the list goes on. His acting has garnered him many roles and much success, but when he's not starring on the big screen, this talented young wolf can also be found in the music studio.
Y'all be
sure to check out them wolf tapes now.
Mm.
The sky's the limit for this Hollywood star, and we can't wait to see what he does next.
Wow.
Please give it up for my favorite on-screen barista, the one and only Christopher Myers.
Nah, that's...
See, I got good timing.
Let's go! Wow. Thank you for having me. That's a good bio.
Is it good?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes.
Any notes?
Not at all.
Really? Like, you're our first one.
A little bit more gas could be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little bit.
Always a little bit more.
But that's amazing. That just made me feel awesome.
Oh, you are awesome.
Yeah, that's love.
It's okay. Scoliosis and all.
I know. I'm glad they accept you.
You guys should have added that to
y'all
your bio.
Y'all can still book roles. Right, still people, you shorter, can still book a role.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
There's hope for us.
You did some good reading there.
Thank you.
Yeah, you didn't trip once.
No, I'm a very good reader. Some people like to come at me saying that I'm not as literate as I am, but I'm super literate.
You need to be the voice that like is like coming soon. Like that's
wait,
what it sounds
you think
like.
She's good at that?
No, that's
it.
Let's hear it.
That was all right.
I just auditioned.
Say coming soon.
Well, I don't have like that. I don't have like the coming soon.
I mean,
It's a little soft.
Whatever that voice like you just used just now.
Mine's like close to newscaster, but not. Like, it's kind of that, like, I feel like that, maybe that, like, Dawn dish soap commercial or, like, that cute new, like, fabric softener. I feel like I could do those commercials.
No, the newscaster shit is hilarious. I have homeboys I went to school with that are now newscasters.
Really?
Like, really?
They don't. It's like such a stark difference. They're like,
it's crazy when people just flip into it.
I'm like, yo, who the fuck?
You could do it.
I was gonna say, you're an actor. You don't do no newscasting roles.
Hell no.
Today on Los Angeles television, the weather is shit.
Yes.
Super fucking hot.
I've been going through a lot of highs and lows lately.
Aw, sounds like you need a day one, honey.
The CBD infused sparkling water?
Yes. What's great about CBD is it doesn't make you feel higher or lower. It balances the body and the mind.
Sounds like a great way to cut out distractions. And isn't it zero calories?
Yes, Skinty Mini. I'm telling you, you need a day one. Luckily for you, I have one right here.
Ooh, let me try.
Drink up. Drink a day one.
Use code Daddy Mommy for 25% off.
What's your favorite role that you've played in the, I'm going to say in the last 5 years, because you've done a lot. I'm going to just cap it at the last 5 years.
5 years, I'm going to say, honestly, Sex Lives of College Girls.
I'm such a fan.
I watch religiously.
That's love.
And also, your character is legit on that show.
Man, Kanan's like that. Man.
Kanan is great. He's so lovable.
That's what they be saying.
Yeah, do you have anybody that hates on Kanan? Or is everybody just like, no, Kanan's the best?
No, everybody hates Kanan, actually.
Really?
Because of how the last
I was gonna say,
because of
I didn't wanna chime in.
Yeah, I don't wanna spoil, you know, anything for anybody that hasn't watched it.
But he hooks up with somebody
that you don't think he's gonna hook up with.
Yeah. I literally was in 7-Eleven a couple days ago, and the lady, I could tell she recognized me just by the way she was looking at me. And after I made my purchase, she was like, oh, and by the way, fuck you for what you did to Whitney. I was just like, oh, it's crazy.
What? That's amazing.
There's been people that's like,
no,
rolled down their windows on the street. Damn. And like,
no,
how could you be with that white girl? I'm like, yo, chill.
No way. That was a very unexpected turn of events. I will say I was not expecting that from him.
Man, I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
When did you find out?
Oh.
You find out like 2 weeks before we start shooting.
Like the whole season or per episode?
It's like per every two. You get two scripts at a time.
Okay.
One and two, to all that, all the way to 10. And I think that was in episode 8 is like when they were like playing with it. So yeah, I read that and I was just like, really? I'm like, this is what we doing? They're about to get me canceled.
No, it's crazy. What's your co-star's name is? Pauline?
Pauline Chalamet, yeah.
She's super cute.
Shout out Pauline.
She's super cute, but that was a twist.
Yeah.
That was a serious twist.
It was a twist.
All the other girls on the show, though, are also amazing.
No, they're all great.
They're amazing.
It is a privilege to be, you know, on the coattail of four awesome girls like that. So
you're the only male series regular, right?
Yeah, I think Mekki might be. I'm pretty sure he's the dude with the glasses, the comedian guy that dates.
Oh,
the,
yeah, and yeah, they do that little thing they do.
Yeah, you know, the little thing they be doing.
Right.
He might be series regular next season. I'm pretty sure.
Nice, but then one of the cast members is leaving, right?
Yeah, Renee. Renee just dipped. She dipped.
Wow.
Renee.
She was great, but she's also a musician and doing stuff, right?
She's a fire musician.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, I knew who she was from music first.
Really?
I didn't even know.
Oh, bad.
I was like, yeah, because, well, I'm a TikTok boy.
Okay,
so
yeah,
I was like out there and I was like, this girl can sing.
Man.
And I'm judgy, you know?
No, she can.
No, man. She can freaking blow, sing. She's
real.
In the pocket.
Yeah.
She got that training. I can hear it.
100%. Yeah, I knew her from Broadway, actually.
Oh.
See? Oh, from Mean Girls?
Yes.
I didn't know that part first. And I was she's legit.
She was killing shit up
there. She's super dope. But damn.
Yeah, she dipped. Because of her career is like taking off. She's about to go on tour and stuff. Yeah. I'm very interested to see like where we're going to go as a show. But,
I'm like, because I know it's like, I mean, it's almost like Sex in the City, right? Where it's like you've got the four girls.
And now Samantha's gone.
Yeah. And just like that. And just and like just that. Just
like that.
Damn.
I gotta say, look, I know they probably gonna hate me for this, but that shit trash. I can't fuck with that show.
Yo,
I
don't like that show at all. You got strong feelings on that one. You I know do. What's funny is like that show, it seems to be much more polarizing than I expected it to be. Like, oh, a lot yeah. of people feel that way.
That really? Is like my yeah. guilty pleasure, bro. Sex in the City is my shit. I really love that show. So when Samantha dipped, oh yeah, I could say this with pride.
Yeah.
When she dipped, I was like, What's up?
What is this?
It changes the dynamic yeah. a lot.
Where is the sex?
Right.
Right.
In the city.
Right.
Like, right. But they did up. Change the name, though. They yeah. did change the name.
And just like that.
What do you mean?
And just like that.
And just like that is the new, you know.
That's a spinoff?
Like, just like that. We're ass.
Like, yo. I'm dead. And just I'm like dead. That, we suck. Like,
wow. You know what? But you know who still doesn't disappoint me in the fashion department is SJP. Like, I feel like I watched a lot of it because of the fashion. And she still delivers for me.
Every episode. Yeah, no, they be going crazy.
But it's very different. It's very different than the original.
I think I lasted like 6 minutes, first episode.
Six?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was like, okay.
He said,
even
no
when they were killing bitches?
Yeah, but I did not. Was that happening?
You didn't even make it. No, because if you only watched the first 6 minutes, then he didn't even see it.
I didn't even watch the first 6 minutes, but Twitter tells me everything.
No, it really does. No, Peloton had a real problem with that.
Don't get too into it. Don't get too into it.
That's all we can say.
Yeah. Keep up if you need to keep up.
But speaking of Sex in the City, would you ever do a sex scene?
Would I?
God
damn. I'm pretty sure I'm going to, like.
Oh, shit.
They said some shit, like, you know, before this whole strike stuff and we were going to be in season, like, in a couple months. They were like, hey, hope you're in the gym. I was like,
they say that? Hope you're in the
gym? They just be, like, saying little things.
Little things.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
No, I feel that I would want somebody to tell me that, though.
Oh, no. And, right. and I'm in there. So, right. Yeah. Like, would I ever? Yeah, absolutely. I have no problem with that. I think if it got to, like, a full nudity kind of thing, it would just be a question of money at that point for
that's
me.
That's right.
Yeah.
If the dollar's right.
100%.
That's right.
We good.
All right. That's all.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it's all.
HBO.
That's true, though.
It is HBO.
If I was naked anywhere, HBO.
Dollar for the D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dollar for the D.
Yes, that's for real. Right. No, I respect that. I respect that for real.
And so, season 3, probably.
But you haven't done one before?
No.
Not a graphic one?
No, the closest I ever got to it was like, we had to make the sounds because they had to hear it through a room.
Oh. Mm.
So me and the girl had to just basically like sit there and like moan at each other.
How funny.
That was funny.
But you really had to do it together? Like it wasn't like you come and do your parts, I'll come and do my parts.
We were literally on the side of a bed like bouncing up and down going like
no. No.
I swear to God.
That's hilarious.
It was actually hilarious. It was funny.
I would have busted out laughing. I would have had such a hard time keeping a straight face.
Yeah, I'm happy because it wasn't awkward. Like, it was just funny.
It was just fun.
I'd be suffering. So I know on that show there's a lot of hanky-panky going on.
Yeah, I was actually very surprised.
Yeah, right?
You know, I actually was surprised. You probably were real surprised.
No, because reading the script, it's like, it's not like it's written tastefully, but like, then when you see it on screen, like, it's like, they getting clapped. Like, it's not even, like, there's no, like, bro, I seen the ripples back there. I was like, yo, they're on it.
Right.
Like, shout out Mindy Kaling.
Shout out Mindy Kaling.
Not the ripples. Nah, I did.
But it is HBO, though.
Yeah.
Right, I guess you can expect that. Wait, okay, so when that little thing's happening,
yeah,
are you... Like, people in the room, like, they're just filming, and you're, like, drinking a coffee in the corner?
That could very well happen. Not me. Usually, it'll be what's called a closed set, where, like, the people that need to be there are the people that are going to be there. Like, if you have no job there, like, you're not grips doing grip shit, you're not lights doing light shit.
You're not standing around.
You're not there.
Got you. That makes sense.
Unless, like, some weird situation where, like, I don't know, some actor works well when people are, like, around. At that point, like...
Oh, that's kinky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I've heard some crazy shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard, like, you know, people actually fuck. I've heard, You guys ever seen Blue Valentine? This is just like a myth. It's Ryan Gosling. It's like, it's a pretty emotional movie. But there's a scene where he's eating his girlfriend's pussy. And I mean, there's just no way those angles are fake. And I've heard from multiple people that it was real too. So
Wow.
Yeah, he was on TV being a munch.
That's fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
He just was taking a lunch break.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a munch all. Break?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
True story. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like I would be uncomfortable to an extent.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what, though? As my good friend Keon taught me, mm-hmm. everybody's got a price.
Everybody's got a price.
Shit. Ain't it. We actually did do a sex scene, a light sex scene that got cut from season one.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I don't even know if I'm like...
Did that hurt your feelings?
A little bit, man. I hit my push-ups and shit before and I was ready to go. But it was after the first episode where me and Aaliyah meet for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And like it is like implied that we hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
But like when we went, it was like so magical. Like they had like moonlight coming through the window. Like the bed was like spinning and shit. And like it just didn't make sense that we met at a college party and then went home and had this magical sex scene.
Night. No, it sounds like Twilight.
Okay. Yeah, literally. Yep. Twilight. So yeah, they cut it because it didn't make sense.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we have more of that to look forward to in the next season.
Yeah.
Hopefully America gets to see me naked.
I know. Hello.
That's right. New house.
Nope. Come on.
Let's That's talk what about I'm saying.
On. Let's talk about it.
Well, I was gonna say, so I'm guessing y'all probably are on pause, like most people are on pause right now.
Mm-hmm.
How has this whole industry strike affected you, your peers, et cetera?
Oh my gosh, it's just a lot of ups and downs. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of riding the waves. I think because we didn't know how serious it was going to be, no one knew what moves to make in their personal life. You know what I'm saying? Like it was kind of like sit down, wait. Once a couple months went by, we were like, okay.
This is real.
This shit is serious.
Yeah.
So instead, you know, for me personally, I've just put my energy into taking like the music that I already have and trying to make some videos to it.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently started an independent project with a great cast. Mark Ruffalo joined the cast recently.
Oh, amazing. He's amazing.
Yeah. Dude who's directing, his name is Cooper Rafe. He just won Sundance.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Last year and stuff. So
you're not playing when you're playing.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's right.
You understand? Even when we chilling, like.
Yeah, we're not.
Exactly.
Yes.
But yeah, it's been mentally a struggle, you know? We work so hard to get to a certain place in life and then like some, you know,
something variable,
you know what I'm saying? Just mm-hmm. comes and is like, you can't.
Right.
You know, so that's been tough, but I think after a couple months, I was like, all right, cool. Let's just do this and do that. And
yeah,
you know what I'm
adjust.
Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah. Back's not adjusted.
Yeah.
But your career is.
I've been wearing that thing, you know what I'm saying? Like the motherfucking.
Don't let him catch you
harness.
Like that. Don't you know what I'm saying? Catch you like that.
You know, like, I've been trying to do better, bro, is what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to get right.
Oh my goodness. Wow. But no, I mean, the strike was crazy. I feel like a lot of people said that they saw it coming.
Wait. The strike is not over.
I know
gosh.
What I mean. But like, I just mean when it became official.
Oh, yeah.
That it was happening.
By was, she means is.
Is, yeah. Yes. By was, I mean
trust
is.
Me, this shit is crazy.
It's crazy. No, but some people said they saw it coming and other people were like, nah, I didn't expect it to be this serious.
No, I didn't expect, like, the studios basically becoming supervillains.
Right.
I didn't expect that.
Right.
You know, when I read the articles that were like, oh, we gonna wait till like people start losing their houses and shit, I was just like, oh, that's what time we're on.
Right.
Right.
No,
those
for real.
Are those are
I know,
like
I
fighting
saw
words,
Billy Porter know? Was one of the ones who came out said that he had to sell his house. Like it's just crazy right now.
Yeah, you know, I had a lot of homies have to go back to their hometown already. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's wild. And we don't know when it's going to end.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, I think that everybody is in a place now where it's like, we understand 2023 is probably clipped, but it's like 2024. Let's hope,
there's
for,
hope
like,
for that.
The beginning of that. And I think everybody's there. Both sides are there because they losing money and they're trying to act like they're not, but they are.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. For sure.
For sure.
Damn. Yeah. Well, I was gonna say much love to all the actors. I mean, we're music based people, so our industry has been impacted too, but obviously not in the same way that it has on the TV film side. So
stay
shout
strong,
out to all y'all.
No,
I'm all about you know, Indiewood. That's what I'm calling it now. You know, whatever projects
Indiewood.
Y'all have been working on, you know, bring that into the light. It's the time right now.
Right,
you know
for sure.
Right.
So tap in.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Well, you said you've also been working on some music stuff.
Yeah.
Tell, okay, I've actually never asked you this, but where did the name Wolf come from?
Wow. That was, no one's ever asked me that, like, in an interview, so that's great.
Oh.
Yeah, it's lit. It started off from, like, just a simple infatuation with wolves. You know how kids just, like, have a favorite
have an
everything?
Animal?
Yeah, you were a wolf boy.
I was a wolf
boy. He was Team Jacob.
Yeah, I was always Team Jacob. That's a fact. Yeah. Shout out Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
Crazy. And I think around 15, 16, there were just, like, so many signs that were pointing to just wolves. I had visited a wolf observatory, met a wolf named Jasper, you know, visited
Fitting.
Him. Couple times. The Wolf of Wall Street came out at the same time. I was like, just a big movie for me.
Yeah.
It was just like so much. And I just remember one night I was like, I'm gonna change my name to Young Wolfie on Instagram. And then after that, everybody just started calling me Wolf.
Wow. Yeah. And it stuck.
And it just stuck. Yeah.
I love that.
10 years later now. Yeah, now I'm Wolf.
I love that. Well, is music something that you've always been passionate about on top of acting? Or do you feel like that's like kind of a
It definitely started as like a hobby. It started as like a thing that like it started in middle school for real. You know, when Wayne was like Lil Wayne was like the height of his career and you know, he was just like the greatest thing we ever saw.
Right.
I just remember certain friends would come to the courtyard in the beginning of school before we would go to classes and like there'd be a little circle and like somebody would be rapping.
Do a little cipher.
You know what I'm saying? A little cipher.
They walk in. Hello, motherfucker. Hey, hi.
Exactly. You know what's crazy? Crazy. I actually got caught stealing one of Wayne's bars when I was a kid.
Ooh. No. I bet you got roasted for that.
No, it was bad. I have a shout out my friend Jason, man. Fuck you for this. But like,
I know Jason.
Yeah, Jason. Yeah. So, it was we steady mobbing, man. Fuck these niggas. I'ma say everything, but right? And I'm spitting that, right? And niggas is like, oh damn, he going crazy. And Jason's walking by, and he has like one headphone in, and I just see his face go. And then he goes, "Take knife off the AK, cut these." He's like, "Bro, what you doing, bro? I'm listening to the song right now."
No.
I'm like, "Yo, chill out, bro. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'm gonna fuck with y'all."
Damn.
Got my ass.
That's this is middle school?
So funny.
Middle school, back when that shit was like acceptable.
They put you in your place quick.
That's so funny.
But after that, I was like, let me get right then. You know what I'm saying? Let me actually
work
write
on,
my
work
bars.
On your craft. Work
Came
on your
to school,
craft.
You know, for the rest of that year. And then I don't know, me, my friend Austin, and Jason, that just people were just like, every day, like, where the bars at? And then, you know?
Damn, that's amazing, though.
Oh, so that was the Wolf Pack.
That is the original pack. Yeah, facts.
Original pack.
Yeah, that's
okay. Well, can I can sing you a little bit of my favorite song of yours.
Oh.
I just love the, why do I stay loving you so?
Wow.
Why do I stay fucking these hoes?
Right.
Hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
You
want to
know how
favorite.
That started?
Why?
I'm listening to a beat on YouTube. I'm just like freestyling and I'm high as hell with my friends. And it started off with me just rapping that part.
Okay.
And then my friends know that I used to like be into musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started singing it like musical theater. I was like, why do I keep loving you? And then my friend was like, yo, why don't you just do that? I was like, I don't know. That might sound weird as fuck. And then I did it.
It's so good. It's so good. No, so we're going to have to play this. When this is all over, we're going to have to play it. That's my favorite song of yours.
Man,
that's innovative.
I remember, listening to that one. I was like, nah, this one.
You keep fucking these hoes?
You know, man. That's maybe when I finish this drink, I answer that one.
Wait, are you dating anybody right now?
You know, man, I'm cooling it. I'm cooling it.
Oh.
Doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? Just living life, you know?
Period.
Like, having a good time.
Having a nice time.
Yeah,
I respect it. Well, cheers to that song, though. I'm so proud
Thank
of you.
You want
to know something
you.
Funny? When I first met Chris, we met at a party. Funny enough, I was saying I met you same night I met Tosh.
Oh,
I think it was a North Hollywood house party.
Crazy.
Man.
That was
your
so
friend.
Long ago. Mm-hmm. Y'all had a little thingy thing. That was a long time ago now.
That is a long time
but
ago.
But it's crazy that I literally met y'all on the same night. And I
that
almost didn't go.
Crazy.
And I almost didn't go that night.
Wow.
Because she was trying to go to that party because it was like, oh, all these actors are going to be there. And she was trying to get in the industry. And so she just wanted me to come so that she wouldn't have to go by herself.
Wait, she was your friend and she invited you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's your canon event right there.
Listen.
You had one.
It's crazy. Whoa. But yeah.
You just unlocked some memories.
Some memories, right? That's wild. Yeah. Well, Keon and I, just so you know, because you don't really know much about us.
No, I don't. Tell me about yourself.
Because we're...
I won't.
I'm like, even though I've known Chris for a long ass time, I'm like... Right. As far as this little blue-headed concoction here.
Yeah, right. I love what y'all doing, too.
It's a vibe.
A lot of people hate it.
I fuck with it.
He's in music as well. Like, we met via music stuff.
Yeah. Word. You sing, don't you?
Why?
I don't know. You have a nice, like, speaking voice. Oh, I can tell, like, you probably can.
Is it because of my newscaster voice?
Is that what this is?
Yes, it is. That's what this is.
No, I can tell. Now
you could spot it.
Yeah, and when you said, like, you heard Renee could really sing. I'm like, okay, so he has an ear for music too. But say less.
Yes. Yes.
There we go.
And you guys have done music together.
Yes. Right. So he's from the songwriter / artist side. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think the first time we met, I was working on his project, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Or like, not the first time we met, but the first time we worked together.
Did we?
I think I was writing for you.
Mm-hmm. No. That's not what happened. No, the first song we actually ever did, you tracked it.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I remember that now.
You got me addicted.
Supply. Yeah.
So it wasn't for me at all.
Period. Okay, yeah. Well, it wasn't for him at all, but nonetheless.
Yeah. But it sounded nice, though, when you said it. But really, you were taking over.
Oh, yeah. Well, a woman in charge.
You benched me.
We love a woman in charge. Yo, I have a random question for you. So recently, I feel like it's interesting because you're in front of the camera a lot. So this pertains probably more to you. But like, so I have a friend who's like, she's really nervous about aging out, right? Oh. In a certain way. Mm-hmm. She recently got some Botox done. Mm. Had a Botox disaster.
What do you mean?
She got some Botox injected around her like forehead area. Triggered a terrible reaction in her eye.
Oh, Lord.
This shit swelled up.
Mm. Oh.
Made it look like she literally almost got punched in the face, but without the bruising.
Oh.
And it was really bad. She had to go to the emergency room.
Ooh.
And like, all for the sake of looking young. You know what I mean? Would you ever get any work done?
Hell no.
Not what a buildup for that.
Hell no. I just feel like I'm good. I'd be exfoliating.
What if
and
they
shit.
Were like, Ooh. Listen, what if they were like, listen, Chris.
What's up?
We have the role of a lifetime. We've got Tarantino directing. You're starring alongside Denzel Washington.
Man.
We just got to
get... And Margot Robbie.
And Margot Robbie. We just got to make sure we get rid of those lines. Yeah. Margot Robbie's in it. She likes you. She's into it. She's ready for you to take the role.
Stakes is high.
But like, we feel like your frown lines are a little intense.
Oh, damn.
We need to shoot it up just a little.
I'm going
to
give you a G.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Immediately, I'm not fucking with y'all.
If
that is the reason you're not going to hire me, I don't need to be a part of this project.
No, and
that's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
It is dumb because you would never put Botox in a frown line. You'd fill it.
Oh, period. He said get it right.
He knew that.
It doesn't even make any sense.
That doesn't even make fucking sense.
And that's the reason I'm not doing this
project.
He said,
and that's why I'm not going to do it.
And that's why I'm done going on Craigslist. I swear.
Yeah, no. My advice is like, you know, just play your age. There are so many interesting roles for so many different age groups. Like, I mean, you know, I guess if you feel like you never got to use your prime, I guess, to the fullest, I understand that. But it's like, I don't know. I just feel like you should just be real.
Be naturally beautiful.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not knocking it, but, you know, then you get fucked up. Now you look like you got punched.
You know?
Now nobody wants to.
Well, they might.
I mean, yeah.
For a certain role.
Exactly. Yeah, fucked up.
Yeah, you could be like in the Joker's posse or something.
Exactly. Good method actor.
This is punchy.
Yeah, she ain't even acting. She just like, that's just her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not punchy. You just gave the character a name.
I did. Yeah. She used to be the Joker's girl.
Oh my God.
Until.
Oh, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, the good news for you is you have great skin.
Thank you.
We were talking about, for y'all who are listening, we were talking about how good Chris's skin looked without anything. I was going to offer him some powder before we started filming.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, oh, that's really nice. But I wanted to tell the world my little like blotting trick, because we were talking about like, if you've got excess oil, if you're somebody who has naturally shiny skin, a little extra oil on your skin, a little cheap girly girls hack for that. If you don't got like the blotting papers or some powder close by, toilet seat cover. It is essentially the same as the blotting sheets, but in large form.
I did not know we were going there.
Yeah,
like, take a toilet seat cover. I swear to God, it'll get you right. Damn. Quickly.
Imagine putting that in your purse. Just a little toilet
you
seat
could,
cover.
Though. You could I'm share not with above your friend. It. I'm not above it. I fully would. You I fully would. Friend, like, if I didn't have tissues, if I didn't have tissues or something, like.
No, but you're saying tissues don't work.
Nah,
you're
I'm
saying
not
toilet
lie.
Seat cover. That if, shit's free. It's cheap.
If I'm
it's
on a cheap. Date and like she put that out her purse. We done.
No, but it's a trick. It's a real trick. It would look crazy.
No. It would be like, yo, you didn't want to go to the bathroom for that? Like, you just.
Yeah, I would say you could, but like, if you had it in your purse, you could still whip it out in the bathroom.
She went to the bathroom first and got it.
You definitely got that from TikTok, huh?
No, not at all. That's a real life thing.
You're going viral.
I'm telling you, for all y'all out there, it is the best.
When in doubt.
Simple hack.
Yeah.
Simple hack right there.
Toilet seat paper, y'all.
No, for real. I'm telling
go
you.
Get
no,
that.
It's
I think
free.
I'm just saying, if you're with somebody, if you're on a date with somebody who's gonna whip out some toilet seat paper out their bag, you know, there's a ride in store.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You know,
I don't know that's if I no wanna basic, ride that one though.
That's no basic you know? Bitch.
Yeah, that's a real trick though. And I mean, you know what the thing is though, too? Like, women always do that, like, let me go freshen up, right?
Right.
But like, that's one way to
all
do
right.
it.
You're saying keep it a secret.
I'm saying you don't have to, nobody needs to know what freshening up means.
That's right. Yeah, no. Sometimes
go
it
in
could
the
just
bathroom,
be...
handle yours. Because one of the things that happens, you were saying, why not just use toilet paper or use tissue paper? Sometimes the little fuzzies from that will stick on your skin.
Yeah. Oh.
But a toilet seat cover? Never.
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 Doesn't stick
it
on the booty?
It absorbs the oil.
Doesn't stick on the skin.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we love that, Rachel. Thank you so much
you're
for
welcome.
Sharing that.
Not that you need it because you don't have oily skin.
Yeah, no, but I appreciate the information.
Now you know. And thank if you date a girl in the future who's looking a little shiny.
I'm going to be like, babe.
Hey, babe.
Hit the bathroom.
Right?
They got that for you.
Right?
They got that. It's waiting. And it's free.
Right?
It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great stuff.
That's real facts. Big facts.
Stay hovering.
Stay.
Steal this toilet seat cover.
That's it.
That's all.
It.
That's what they're there for.
Yep. Wow, Rachel, thank you.
You're welcome.
We appreciate that.
Yes. Well, should we jump to our little segment of the day?
You mean the
Cancel Me Combo.
Cancel Me Combo is a silly little term that describes the healthy debate of a mildly or extremely controversial subject wherein daddy and mommy participate in the beloved practice of rock, paper, scissors to select sides and then proceed to argue in favor of their assigned position regardless of their personal beliefs. Disclaimer, neither daddy nor mommy are legally permitted to be canceled from these conversations.
Did you like it?
Yeah, that's great. Let's get into the intimate convo.
Let's
man.
Get into it. It's actually a cancel me convo.
Oh, cancel me. I heard intimate.
Yeah, we can't do intimate convos.
I'm like, whoa.
We're scared to get into our emotions.
We already talked about sex scenes. Tough. That was our intimate convo
okay,
of the day.
Bad. Cancel combo. Cancel me combo.
Cancel me.
Let me get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
So this is a segment that we were explaining to you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We picked a mildly controversial topic and we debate it.
Let's talk about it.
So... nonetheless, I'm happy to do it today. I feel like Keon, unfortunately, gets the hot seat on so many of these episodes.
I can take, do it. Take if you it need, but I can take a break.
Yeah, you can take a break.
Yeah. I'm down to debate it.
Okay, bet. What's
okay,
up?
So for today's, you want to introduce
yourself? Yeah, now that I'm the game host.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Today's Cancel Me Combo is morning people versus night people.
Oh, okay.
And you have to argue, whatever one you get, you got to argue why that's better. Even if you're the other one. It's just whatever you get. So we're going to play a little rock, paper, scissors. Mm-hmm. You're going to get morning or night and you're going to go hard on that.
Yeah.
And you can totally trash the other one if you feel.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
We can talk about it afterwards, like your real feelings. If you have real feelings, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like right now, this is debate club. So you got to win.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah, no, I like this.
Whoever wins gets morning person. Whoever loses gets night person.
Okay. Do you go on... rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Like,
yeah. Oh,
I
we'll do the shoot.
Rock,
we'll do...
paper, scissors.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, so he won.
I'm morning person.
Yeah, you're morning person.
Okay, bet. And you're
Rachel's
night person.
Night person. Rachel, you kick it off.
Okay.
Mm.
I'm night person. Wow.
Yeah, oof. Like, what's the, why? Why is it? Because honestly, I would.
Yeah.
I'm fighting on my side anyway. So
all right, all right, all right. Period purr.
Why would you?
Period purr. All right.
Okay.
That's an owl cooing in the night.
Yeah.
Who else is up late? Lots of people.
Yeah.
Because why? Because the nighttime is the preferred time to be awake and alive. I feel like there is so much that you can get done in the hours when nobody else is working. The night is quiet It is peaceful. There's so much that can be accomplished. Yeah. I also feel like it is the perfect time to rest. I think that we do so much when there's light outside.
The whole point is for you to be up during the night, so there wouldn't be any resting, right?
No, but you know what? The beautiful thing about the nighttime is it's perfect for resting and for being awake, truly. It's kind of the all-forgiving space. I think if you want to work in the nighttime, work in the nighttime. It's probably the one time you'll get some peace and quiet and people aren't going to bother you.
Honestly, I feel like the most successful people in the world endorse waking up very, very early. I think it's like the best way to clear your head. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Waking up with the sun, you get to go outside, you hear the bird chirping. Chirp, 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 chirp. You know what I'm saying?
Different like type of bird. Exactly. Different type of bird.
Exactly.
Those ones. Those ones be awake early.
What the fuck was that? Do that shit again. What was that?
Was the chicken.
The rooster cock-a-doodle-doo.
Every morning.
Whatever that.
For me.
Nah, but see, those birds are a little obnoxious. Those morning birds are a little much. You know what I mean?
That is great.
I feel like the nighttime birds are much more respectful. They're much less abrasive. No,
because y'all got crickets and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then like hear it, but you could never find it. That should be frustrating.
But the crickets be playing that beautiful nighttime symphony. You know what I mean? Like that is nature's music. Isn't that the most beautiful thing?
I don't know. I love seeing everybody get up and actually have like somewhere to go. That shit's motivating. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though traffic can be annoying, at least like you're side by side with everybody that's going to get the bag. You feel me? Like the energy in the morning just feels like more conducive.
Sure, but that's the start of your day. And technically you've accomplished nothing yet. Whoa. At the nighttime, you can really sit back and say, wow, what did I accomplish today?
Or, you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and get done by 12 o'clock what most people wouldn't get done in a whole day. Then you feel really, really good.
Again, assuming that you accomplish those things, but you really wouldn't know until the nighttime.
I accomplish those things.
You know you're going to accomplish those things?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, well, in the nighttime, you'll be able to really report back whether or not you did. And then you can really decide whether or not you deserve to rest or if you want to keep going.
And I feel like nighttime is like just sleep, you know, enjoy your dream state. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your mental, rest your body, like actually just sleep. Like there's no point in being up, you know what I'm saying? And just like gassing yourself out. You know, let's say you have something to do in the morning. People usually work in the morning. Mm. You know, you stay up through the night, you're not going to be able to like function on all cylinders.
Unless you don't need to be up in the morning, and in which case, the night's the perfect time to work.
And in which case, you're probably like not as successful as the morning people. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
I mean, that's definitely debatable. I think that the nighttime is just really the difference of light outside or not, you know? And I think people feel a lot of pressure. I think morning time, daytime is stressful. Because you know everybody is up and working. The nice thing about the nighttime, you're not sure who's still working. You don't know if people are at home eating meals, relaxing, going to bed. This is your perfect time to take advantage of the free time.
I feel like usually most of the bad things that happen, you know, crime and all that, happen during the nighttime.
Mm.
You feel me? Like, I think there's a statistic, I think. Somewhere about that.
You know, too, but the blue collar crime is the stuff that you got to look out during the daytime. You know, the people who are really out here stealing your credit card information, the people who are potentially hacking into your passwords.
Yeah.
I feel like that happens during the day.
I feel you, but
that's
more of
a morning activity,
really. It'd be like the muggings and the carjackings and the shootouts at Bossa Nova and shit.
Right.
That shit be happening at nighttime.
Sure, that does happen in the nighttime, but you know what? I would say look out for the criminals you don't see. You know, it's the ones in the evening. You see them jacking that car. You know what they're doing.
But you don't see this dude who's trying
to get you for tax fraud during the day.
But it's easier to see during the daytime. You know what I'm saying? Nigga trying to jack my car in the day.
That's why they do it at night. Because it's a preferred time. They get a little bit of cover.
Oh, so
they
now get a little we're arguing bit of on the side of the criminals. Like, hey, yo, criminals, like, nighttime. You know what's up out here? Y'all good out
I
here,
mean, though. It's a preferred time to jack a car is at
that's,
night.
And that's...
Again, an argument for the nighttime.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
That's wild.
You know what I mean?
That's really wild.
For
I mean,
sure.
Look, have fun in jail. Like, we going to be outside on during the morning, you know what I'm saying?
And you know what? You know when they're probably going to come looking for you? Right. Those cops are probably going to show up at your house in the morning.
Oop.
So that's when you you really should fear the morning. Fear the morning.
No, they not.
Morning people are scary people.
Let's talk about this. You go throughout your whole day, then you get to the gym. Now what? Now you got all your energy's gone. Rather than when you wake up, you go to the gym, you can actually like enjoy your workout. You know what I'm saying?
That's a really privileged thing to say though, yeah. Because most people have children, jobs, things they got to do in the morning. They don't have time for the gym until the nighttime.
I mean, if you have children, then nighttime is an extremely important time. Usually during the day, your children are at work, at school, yes. And you actually have time to go to the gym and do stuff like that.
Not if I got a job.
Nah, but that's why you drop the kid off. You know what I'm saying? Your lunch
privilege.
Break, you
could go. You're speaking from privilege.
I don't think it's a privilege thing.
It's a very
thing.
privileged thing to say.
Have you ever pulled up to the gym at 9 o'clock at night and like actually tried to get a good workout in? It's hard.
Yes, I have. And yeah? It's peaceful.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
No, the gym be crowded. That's when everybody wants to get there too because they're just coming off of work. Like everybody wants to like be seen at the gym.
It sounds like you're talking down to the average man. Like that's a bad thing that they have to work out at night. I understand your plight for those out there who have to work out in the evening. I understand it's difficult to get a workout in the morning.
I've never identified myself as an average man, which is why I wake up early in the morning.
Privileged man, you're saying is what you're saying. You're not average, you're privileged. Understood though, it's all right. It's all right. Can keep your mornings and then the rest of us working class people will have to get a workout in at night. But that's okay. I stand with you. I stand with the night worker outers of the world.
He put on his shades because the sun is out in the morning. And he got to look out for the sun. You feel me? So, obviously.
Stay away from that sun. It's not good for your skin. Y'all remember that as well. The nighttime
is
black. Time.
This shit be powering me up. That's a whole nother. Let's get into that. Like, don't. What?
Slay. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it there. Exactly. Slay. That was a beautiful way to end.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I got a little shady.
Yeah.
The only thing I was thinking the whole time is that you do find the bodies in the morning.
Wow.
I was going to say that, but I didn't.
That's
dark. I'm respectful of the craft.
That there's is, that. That's dark. There is
no,
that.
It's light.
That's a bar. Please give that a perfect.
It's light.
Yes. That's a bar.
Perfect.
We nailed that. Wow. We did a good job.
I'm happy that wasn't that bad.
Too. Honestly, you did great. And And we're also, you know, I don't know. We sit here and we make fun of ourselves all the time because we don't take half that shit seriously. But I felt a little heated, a little passionate in that debate.
No, you know what's crazy is I'm actually not a morning person, but I want to be.
I was just going to say that about myself.
It's aspirational. Yeah. What are you going to say? And I'm also a morning person. Yeah. I used to be a night person, not anymore.
I'm a night owl. I think the point that you didn't even is like, all of the content you can consume at night, like when you're on your couch, like the movies I've watched in life, the TV shows I've ingested, all has been nighttime stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Have you heard of this concept called revenge bedtime procrastination?
Oh, what?
Tell us about it.
It's a TikTok thing that I just discovered, of course, the thing that you're not on. This revenge bedtime procrastination thing is based around the fact that during the day, our time is taken away from us. And so to get revenge, we stay up late. And do all the things, watch all the things, and thus end up actually hurting ourselves a little bit.
That's me.
Yeah.
That is me.
It's a very relatable concept.
Yeah. That's me, like, to the T. That's
crazy. I understand.
Yeah. But it's like, you mean, like I said, you're not necessarily doing yourself a service by staying up later, but it makes you feel like you're getting your time back in a weird way.
That's so weird because, like, I really do have, like, a strong urge to, like, get home and watch my stuff. Like, I'd be like, I can't wait to go home and watch what I want to watch because of all the shit
that's
I'm
your
doing.
Joy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and sometimes it feels like, I don't know, for me, like I need a little bit of wind down time at least to like shut my brain off before I go to bed.
Yeah.
So I feel like that does happen. And sometimes even when I know I'm so tired, I'm like, I got to watch at least one thing to feel like I had some me time today.
I feel like I'm a night person who wants to be a morning person.
Mm.
But my toxic trait lately is I haven't even turned the TV on.
What?
For a long time.
That's good though.
So no, what you it's be doing that
night? I forced myself in the darkness now.
Oh.
Yeah, because I was like, I got to zonk out. I did a little, I had a melatonin journey. Mm. Yeah, and I agree with that.
Like it's bad, yeah.
Yeah, you know what that bitch did to me mostly?
What that bitch do?
Yeah, she knocked me out, but she also gave me eye bags. And one thing about me, I'm not trying to be ugly.
Yeah, no, that's never
that's
like
just selfish.
Yes.
She's selfish.
That's it.
Yeah.
I went through a melatonin thing too.
Did you?
Yeah, because they just work.
Were you swallowing it or you had little gummies?
I had the little gummies.
I love that. Sometimes I want to eat them in the day.
Yeah, you're talking about the little sleep gummies?
Yeah.
That's my shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Had to throw them out though.
Yeah. Oh, I just keep them for emergencies.
Yeah. No.
I'm like, nah, I can't do it anymore.
At this point, you know what? When I know I need to go to sleep at a good time, I just make sure I do like activities so that once I actually like lay down, I want to go to sleep.
Oh. What kind of activity? Like the gym?
Yeah, like the gym and like, you know, like, all right, let's say I'll go to the gym, but I'll be like, all right, after I'm going to box. Mm. Or I'm going to do like something that's just like,
oh, ah, you'll really tire yourself out for real.
Exactly. Yeah.
You got to walk yourself like a dog.
Yeah. That's one way to look at it.
I feel that. You know, out here though in LA, I feel like I'm technically a morning person.
Yeah.
Even though in real life, I probably am not.
Yeah, no. The like average wake up time in LA, I think, is different than a lot of places.
LA music industry.
Especially the music
industry.
What is
the average wake up time?
I'm going to guess for most people, it's like 10 o'clock.
Oh.
No. 10's early, I think, for some people. Like, some people won't start sessions till like 3 on the reg.
That's true.
Yeah.
Not him raising
I'm just saying.
That's a fact, though.
No, that's a fact.
I ain't never been in a studio before 3 o'clock with her.
Some people won't start a session till 2 a.m.
That
you won't be catching me.
Nasty, but true.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Them 2 a.m. ones be lit, though.
Really?
No. What? You like those?
Those, yeah. Those
you mean the ones where, like, you can't even see?
Yes.
It's so cloudy.
Oh, my God.
I've been there.
And my voice.
Ooh.
Lit.
Yeah, the body's gone.
He's trying to make it sound nice, y'all. It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. Well, it's exhausting unless you like it.
I guess.
You know what's weird, though, for me? Because, you know, I mean, I don't know. Because I like to come up with a lot of shit on the spot. Or, like, you know, if I hear a beat or there's not a part that's not finished. For some reason, when my mind reaches that, like, tired space.
Mm-hmm.
And then I mix that with a little bit of weed.
Mm-hmm.
I just like start to think of things a lot easier. I don't know what that is.
Are you an overthinker?
Yes.
On the regular?
Yes.
You got a little OCD in there sometimes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah. This is life's medication. Yeah.
Not the therapy.
It was, we do
the
that
diagnosis.
Here.
Thank you. A formula now that I will
take that.
I will
run.
Apply.
Take that
there
and
you
run.
Go. Yeah, that's our gift to you.
That's
for
our
today.
Gift to you for today.
It's a great gift. Thank
All right.
You.
I want to keep talking. However, my upper lip is sweating.
Okay.
It's hot as hell.
And I'm not trying to be rough out here.
No. Yeah. It's getting a little
so
rough.
So here's the thing, y'all. You guys are going to have to log off now.
Yeah.
We're going to have to turn the AC on.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are going to have to make good choices. Go to bed early or stay up late. I really don't give a damn.
Whatever you want.
Figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out and shut the hell up.
That's right. Chris, thank you so much for coming on today.
Are you kidding me? Thank you guys for
this
having me.
This was a good ass time.
Chris the boy.
Yes.
Check him out on whatever he's on.
Yeah.
It's Indie Wood.
This Indie, check out the Indie Wood. Cooper Rafe project coming soon. Hey. Season 3 definitely coming soon.
Hey.
A lot of music coming soon.
Hey.
And expect great things from these two right here, too.
Don't expect shit from us. We don't work under pressure like that.
We're working on it. Yeah. Bye, guys.